Blog Talk Radio.
Get up!
Almighty God, for revealing his wonderful self to us. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful life did we live in Jesus. Bless each and every one of you. Praise the Lord. And welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring this wonderful, true, and only living God that I'm speaking about. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and his precious and beautiful Son, and our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically declared to be the only true Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to a beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope and light for a lost, dark, and dying world. Praise the Lord again, all these beautiful people. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire is the gospel experience that will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because God is not a respected person. He is just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him. Amen. In spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of 2 Timothy 4:17 and 18, where we read the Apostle Paul was sharing his final sermonic epitaph concerning his walk of faith unto the end. The Apostle is so heart-wrenching in his telling of abandonment and feelings of betrayal, but also of how much his soul, heart, and mind were blessed to have dear, abiding companions that stayed true and held a faithful course. We need to heed these admonitions due to our days and times that will befall us like the Apostle Paul did, and pray that we will be able to quote the same words of diligent faith in our final days of discipleship in our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to be discussing for your spiritual uplift stand by me, because we always need somebody to stand by us. Amen right there. And we know that ultimately we have someone that will always stand by us. That is our eternal loving God, our Father, Son, Jesus, and Holy Spirit God. My special guest is here. I'm really excited to have this teacher, preacher, and author of the book Mount Meditation. And he is my pastor, man of God, Derek Easter, is here from our home church, New Saint Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church, right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. What an excitement we are going to have, and I'm just truly blessed to have this young man here, an awesome man of God. I believe that he preaches and teaches his guidelines for life. I believe that he is living it, and that's why I'm happy to sit under his ministry and have him be my pastor. Also, coming up in our Shine Artist Spotlight segment, we will be blessed from man of God all the way from Oklahoma, gospel artist, man of God, Edward Buckley, is going to bless us with his testimony as well as with his music ministry. We are in for a treat. All y'all have to do is just hang on in there and just take your shoes off and relax, sit back, and just let the spirit of praise fall upon you right here, right now. So call a family member, call a friend, call some coworkers, or anybody that you could think of right now that can use some good gospel spiritual uplift and encouragement, because we are here to give God his just due praise. You better believe that. And then we're going to see if we can just motivate you to keep on keeping on in the beautiful name of Jesus. We've already had prayer. Holy Spirit God, we turn the further services of this program ministry over to you. Thank you for overseeing our lives and our ministry. And thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire.
Oh, no.
If you got Jesus, nothing.
be there.
Don't let
nothing bother you.
Don't let them hard-headed kids.
Don't let nothing bother you.
Don't let trouble.
Don't let nothing bother you.
Turn it over to
don't
the Lord.
Don't let nothing bother you.
Let him have his
don't
way.
Don't let nothing bother you.
Don't let him.
Don't let nothing bother you.
Victory
don't
has already been.
You
already won.
Don't let nothing bother you.
Don't let
him. Don't let nothing bother you.
Don't let
yes,
him.
Lord. Yes, yes. Come on, Shirley McNeil and the singers of faith. Telling the truth. Talking about, man, if you got Jesus, yes, yes, you're going to have situations come up. The devil going to try you. As soon as you name the name of Jesus, you just raised up a flag of salvation, of honor to God and praise, and the devil is going to try you. He's going to test you. But you just heard the woman of God, Shirley McNeil, in the Sacred Faith, tell you, man, if you got Jesus, you got the victory. All you got to do is just hang on in there and take your stand on the word of God and trust that God is right there with you, because I promise you, he is. You're talking to somebody that know for sure, for sure. My special guest is here, wonderful man of God, Derek Easter, pastor teacher at New Saint Hurricane Baptist Church of Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Pastor Easter graduated with a BA in psychology from Philander Smith College in Little Rock. He later earned a Master of Public Administration from Webster University. He then earned a Master of Ministry from Louisiana Baptist Seminary, and right now is currently enrolled at Anderson University to receive a PhD in leadership. He and his wife, First Lady Keely Easter, have two children, Jasmine and William Seth. And I'm here to tell you, this man of God is not just an excellent preacher and teacher, but he is very much involved in the community. When we had that winter snowstorm, we opened up our church doors for those people that needed heat and shelter. And we have been giving food basket giveaways ever since the pandemic has been in our lives to provide for those in need. This is a man with a caring heart. I'm happy to have him here with us on this Fire Gospel Experience today to discuss his ministry as well as his new book, Mount Meditations, presenting the song and introducing to everyone else. My dear pastor, Pastor Derek Easter is here on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Welcome, Pastor Easter. Welcome, my good brother. Welcome.
Brother Jefferson, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here to share with you and your radio audience and listeners. It's an honor to be on Fire.
Amen, amen. Well, you know, once the good Lord gets a hold to you and he lights that fire on us, man, ain't nothing going to stop us now.
Yes, sir. I know you're right. I know you're right about
it. Amen. Amen. Pastor, why don't you just go ahead and introduce yourself to my listening audience. You're not new to this broadcast. You've been here before, but it's been a while since you've been here with us. So if you don't mind,
sure,
just let us know about some of your origins. Tell us about who you are, and then we'll get this godly, spiritual field conversation going.
Sure, sure, sure. Of course, as you said, Derek Easter, I am born and raised in Little Rock, Arkansas. Went to historic Little Rock Central High School. I am the son of a preacher, long history of preaching and preachers religious leaders in my family. Let's see about me. I've been preaching now for 21 years.
Amen.
Yeah, wow. Saying it out loud seems a lot longer than what it
is. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been preaching now for 21 years and
awesome.
Pastoring for 12 of those years. Let's see, 5, 10, mm-hmm. 13, actually. Yeah, no, 12, going on 13. Yeah.
Okay.
Going on 13 years I've been pastoring. Part of that time, I've been pastoring in North Little Rock. The rest of that time, pastoring at New Saint Hurricane in Pine Bluff, and where it's been an honor and a joy to serve God's people there in Pine Bluff, or here in Pine Bluff at New Saint Hurricane. And, you know, that's sort of me in a nutshell. I try to live a life of Christian service and commitment, just trying to do the best I can to be the best Christian that I can be, the best Christian man, husband,
yes, sir.
Father, leader that I can be, wearing a lot of different hats. And I think the most important, of course, is that of husband and
yes,
father. And and just excited to love my wife, love my children, love my church family, and what we do for the upbuilding of God's kingdom.
Absolutely, absolutely, and everything that you said, I can testify in open court, Pastor, because I've seen you, I've watched you, and I believe that you just have so much love for God that it just flows throughout all of the other avenues of your life. Like you said, husband, father, community leader. So I can look at what you just said as far as your family heritage goes. Seem like God was just setting you up to be a preacher and a pastor. You didn't, you really didn't have too much choice from the family heritage that you already spoke on.
Man, you're right. I mean, just family that from the Church of God in Christ, from Baptist to you name it, a little bit of every sort of denomination in our family, and the key element being a love for Jesus Christ and a heart and
yes,
a life committed to God and in service of people. You know, I just when you say that, I think about you know, my maternal grandparents and that small community of Cotton Plant, Arkansas, and how they serve their community there in their church, you know, being a rural church where a preacher comes in every other weekend or so, and you have the people there in the community that meet the needs of other people in the community. And they had a store, and I can remember them just serving that community.
Yes, sir.
If you didn't have it, you could. They were going to make sure that you could. Mama Piles was going to make sure you could get it. And same thing with my paternal grandparents, my father's parents, in their small community and hometown of Foreman, Arkansas. They were givers and servers in their church and community, and then the same thing with my parents. It was just a heart and a love for people, and just this idea of service and giving back, and realizing that you're blessed to be a blessing. And so I can see that lived out now, not only in my life, but in the life of my brothers and their areas of service and commitment in their own ways. My sister and in our ministry, it's just this. We were raised with that in us, and then of course, the more you give your heart and life to Jesus Christ, and you become a kingdom citizen, that fire is lit even the more. And you engage even more in building on your salvation and engaging in Christian service.
Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, for those of you all that don't know, and I know many of you do not know this, that Pastor lives in Little Rock, which is the capital of Arkansas, but he has a commitment to travel 40 miles one way to come to Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And I bet a lot of people think probably you, what happened, Pastor, you couldn't find a church in Little Rock? So my question to you is that how did it come about? Because it takes great commitment. I'm trying to tell the people out there, Pastor, that it's not just a one-day drive Sunday and maybe a one-day drive on Tuesday night for Christian Life School. But you make it a point because, you know, I work for the city and I drive by the church and I see your car day on certain days of the week. It takes a tremendous amount of commitment, time, and the money and gas that you spend, which is to me more evidence of your love for Christ. Can you tell us just briefly, how did it come about that you wound up in Pine Bluff?
Sure, sure. You know, it was God's hand and a divine appointment. You know, even at when I went to Bailey Chapel in North Little Rock, I didn't know about Bailey Chapel. I didn't know about the church. I mean, God literally placed me there. And the same with New Saint Hurricane. Now, I knew Pastor Jones had come to preach my father's anniversary, and New Saint Hurricane had come down a couple of times. But I didn't really, I just knew that that was Pastor Jones coming to preach the anniversary. I didn't really know anything about New Saint Hurricane or where New Saint Hurricane was or anything about the church or anything for that matter. And at the time, it's just amazing how the sovereignty and the providence of God works. I was, I had always been engaged in technology, and I had this site at the time, ArkansasPreachers.com, and I was advertise different things on the site, publicizing Arkansas preachers, giving them a platform to broadcast sermons and different things of that nature, much like what your broadcast does. It was web-based, and we were it allowed people to go in and listen to Arkansas preachers. And so Dr. Williams contacted me wanting to advertise on Arkansas preachers for this vacancy in Pine Bluff at New Saint Hurricane. And I was in Pine Bluff for a meeting, and I said, let me just drive by New Saint Hurricane. And when I got on the parking lot, I really felt God saying, you know, this you need to go through their process. And
that's all right.
You know, the first day I preached at New Saint Hurricane, I really felt the hand of God on me in that situation and in that moment, and the Lord worked it out that I became the pastor, and I just have I have a heart for the people of Pine Bluff, I have a heart for the city of Pine Bluff, and a commitment to do everything within my power to do what we can to improve our area of Pine Bluff and that where we are at 3319 and just committed to that. And you know, so many people say, well, again, you live in Little Rock and you're not a Pine Bluff resident and so forth and so on. Well Pine Bluff is my neighbor. You know, who is my neighbor? You know, who is my neighbor? Who is it that I am committed to love, and who is it that I am committed to serve? And for me, that is the residents and citizens of Pine Bluff. We're all one family, and we're all in this together. And so we do what we can. The kingdom of God is wherever God's citizens are, and so it's not relegated to one particular city, space, and locale.
No, it's not. And the beautiful thing, Pastor, about spiritual discernment is that, man, when you meet that particular woman, you can feel it in your spirit. You say, man, I believe that woman is for me. When you drive by a particular home that's for sale, and you walk through it and you say, man, that home is for me. You know, I've just recently experienced that myself. I can hear that,
sir.
And you said you walked upon the lot and you knew within your spirit, this is where I belong. Amen. So on behalf of all of the residents in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, I am standing in as the official bestow upon you honorary Pine Bluff residency. So you have just as much clout as here in Pine Bluff. And if you have any issues, sir, just send it right to me, and I'll straighten that matter out with no problem at all. Pastor, I am excited about your project.
Yes, sir.
Mount Meditation. We need to acknowledge your co-author, and that is Dr. George Parks Jr., who is not able to be here with us, but may be able attend with us on maybe a future broadcast. Because listeners, we're not going to try to condense this conversation on this beautiful literary piece, Mount Meditation, all into one broadcast. We're going to, I'm sure, have future broadcasts where we'll be able to dissect it a little bit more. But real briefly, Dr. George Parks Jr. currently serves as senior pastor of the New Hope Baptist Church in North Little Rock and Conway, Arkansas, another traveling pastor committed so much. Dr. Parks holds degrees from American Baptist College, Howard University Divinity School, and Union University School of Theology and Missions. Pastor Parks is a proud member of Kappa Alpha Psi Incorporated. He has authored the book, When God's Purpose Finds You, and he is contributed to the book, Say It, Celebrating Expository Preaching in the African-American Tradition. His greatest gift on earth is his wife, Joy, and his four children, George III, Genesis, and twin boys, Gabriel and Grayson. So shout out to Dr. George Parks Jr., who is certainly welcome to join us on the next broadcast as we talk about this book, Mount Meditation. Now, Pastor, I'm going to go ahead and turn the further broadcast over to you so that you can give us a general overview of the book, Mount Meditations, and wherever you would like to start in this particular book, sir. I'm going to let you go ahead and bless us with what God gave you in this book, Mount Meditations.
Awesome. Thank you for this again. And certainly we want to recognize my co-author, Dr. George Parks, a wonderful preacher, pastor, friend, and brother. I just love, first of all, Mount Meditations is derived, is a devotional derived from Matthew 5 through 7, based on Jesus's famous sermon on the Mount. And I love Mount Meditations because, and the Sermon on the Mount, because Christ in that day, when he, in his day, when he was preaching there on the mountain, he was confronting really a group of uncompassionate moral elitists, where their concept of righteousness was solely external. It was not based upon an internal, vibrant relationship with God. It was based on codes and rituals and rules. When Jesus got through preaching that Sermon on the Mount, he had us to understand that it's about a real vibrant relationship with God that's reflected on his heart for humanity. And it's really a God-sized view of what real righteousness looks like. Not a bunch of rules to obey, but again, how do we have intimate fellowship with God's Son, Jesus Christ? And so that's what Mount Meditations means to me. It's this idea that now that I've given my life to Jesus Christ, now that I have surrendered my life solely and completely to following him, I am told and we know that once we submit to him, we're no longer citizens of this earthly kingdom. We're now of a new kingdom. And so the question that begs to be asked is, what does a citizen of a heavenly kingdom look like? You know, how do heavenly kingdom-minded citizens act? Mm-hmm. How do we conduct ourselves? How do we live in the world but not a part of the world? Yeah. Right? And so how do we move from external rules and rituals to having a heart that is more and more like Jesus Christ? And so this book, this devotional Sermon on the Mount, based on the Sermon on the Mount, Mount Meditations, is going to help you, one, develop your kingdom character. And so as you process through what your character should be like as a citizen of the kingdom, this devotional is going to help you develop your kingdom character. And then not only that, it talks about displaying your kingdom character, that now that my character is developed and I am daily developing it, how do I then put it on display? Because my kingdom character is not simply meant for me to hide and to share and to keep it under a bushel, so to speak, or
That's right.
keep it hidden. It's for me to put on display for the world to see. And so what does
yes.
that look like? What does displaying my kingdom character look like? And then he deals with, it's going to deal with dissecting your kingdom character. That am I real or am I an imposter? How do I live as a real kingdom citizen? We're going to dissect the issues of your heart, and it takes us a little deeper. And then it deals with how do I worship as a kingdom citizen, as a citizen of the kingdom. Citizens of God's kingdom have a particular way that we worship. It is not external, but it is internal. And then we're going to deal with how kingdom citizens live in the world. How do we get down to the practical nitty-gritty of how do I live in the world? How do I conduct myself in the workplace? How do I live as I go to and from in the store and the gas station and just moving about as a person? How do I live as in the world? And then how to be in the world but not of the world, right?
Wow.
And then lastly we deal with how do I truly know if I'm a citizen of this kingdom. I want to be, I think I am, but how do I know? What is the badge of a kingdom citizen? What kind of things do I display? What do I do if I'm a kingdom citizen? I'll build my life on certain things. That's how I know. I'll do certain things, walk certain ways. I'll obey God wants me to do. And so we deal with all of these things in Mount Meditation. It gets to the practical. What I love about it, it gets to the practical, nitty gritty, everyday issues of our life. And we try to take the words of Jesus from this famous sermon and condense the meaning down to bite-size pieces, so that we can read it, digest it, and apply it to our daily lives. And one of the best things that I love about this devotional, is that after each reading, it has a daily application, and then it has a prayer tied to it. And so the daily application is, you know, so often after we can read something and process through something, we may struggle with how do I apply this to my daily experience? How do I engage with this on a regular basis? And so we deal with that, you know, how do you apply what you just read to today? Mm. And then how do you pray this over your life?
Amen. And that is so profound, Pastor. And what I'm hearing, when I look at Matthew, the sixth chapter, that introductory piece on Jesus's great sermon, introducing basically the requirements of heavenly citizenship. He's saying, look, I'm here to introduce you. I am heaven's ambassador to earth to introduce you all to the requirements of what it means to be a citizen in heaven, even though you're down here on earth. So wouldn't you say that these are the requirements that it takes for us, and that it takes a lifetime of diligent allowing God to process these characteristics in us as we are being transformed. It doesn't happen overnight.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is, and again, this is something, and I think you're absolutely right. It's going to take, it takes a lifetime. This is something daily that we have to be reminded of. And what I love about this devotional is it's probably my third or fourth time sort of processing through it, because it's not something that you're going to read one time and process through one time and say, okay, I've done this. Now let me get another devotional, or let me get something else to go through. This is something that we need to be reminded of on a daily and consistent basis, because, you know, that there are some times that we are tempted to get out of character. I need to be reminded sometimes that that if I want to be blessed, that blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I need to be reminded sometimes that, you know, just taking that for example, I don't need to get too high and mighty. I need to always be reminded that I need to mourn over my sin. I don't need to get so comfortable in my walk with God. Well, you know, I've been a Christian now for 10 years, 15, 20 years. I've been a Christian most of my life, you know, and I can get sort of beside myself, and I need to be reminded on a consistent basis that it is those who mourn their sin that are blessed and that will receive the kingdom of heaven. And so regardless of where I am on my spiritual walk, whether I'm just now coming into the faith or whether I've been in the faith for a long time, I need to have this constant reminder that I need to mourn over my sins. And that's just one example. I need a constant reminder that I need God to give me daily bread, because I get so consumed with, you know, a 5-year plan or what's going to happen next month or what's going to happen next year. But that I need to be reminded, because I get so caught up about, listen, where are we in the pandemic? I'll be so glad when this thing is over. You know, all of these things that we have to deal with, whether that's a sickness in my body or a whatever the issue may be, you name it, that we have to deal with over an extended period of time. God tells us, listen, pray for daily. Pray for a daily walk. Pray for daily bread. All right? For daily resources, daily needs. You need me to, you need, this walk with me is a daily walk. And so these are things that we will never consume and master one time in our entire walk. But it's things that we constantly get better at, I would say.
Thank you. So we constantly remind
ourselves of.
Amen. Now, here's the part that is just, just really blows me away, Pastor. When you talked about us having the identification of us being genuine believers or being an imposter. And I can recall scripture verse, I believe it's in Matthew, the 7th chapter, where Jesus is talking to individuals, and they have made the claim. They said, well, Lord, haven't we prophesied in your name? Haven't we preached and taught in your name? And Jesus is saying, I never knew you. And they were under the impression, Pastor, that they were doing everything that they were supposed to be doing, that they had been so deceived, that they were delusional about who they were. And that is scary to me, because I know God knows our heart. But, I mean, speak on the fact that there can be people that can go through the motions but actually not be known by God, but just going through the performance, going through the activity, going through the traditions, but not having the heart for God. Can you speak on that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Because so often, it is this idea of rules, rituals, codes, and all these kinds of things. That God, I did all this. I did all this in your name. I followed these rules. I followed these rituals. I followed these customs. And that's what the whole Sermon on the Mount speaks to. He says, listen, you've heard it said, but
right? You've heard it said that you should not murder. But listen, if you're going to be a king, if you're going to be a citizen in my kingdom, murder is not just taking a life. It is speaking. It is speaking even ill of other people. That you can murder people. See, a citizen in my kingdom can murder people with their mouths, not just with a gun or a knife. See, what you have to realize is now you're a kingdom citizen. You're called to a different standard of living, a higher standard of living, and it is about your heart, and it is not about your actions. Now, granted, our hearts, our actions should flow forth from our heart. But it's about starting with the heart first and not trying to meet rules, rituals, and things. So that's why he said, listen, I never knew you because you never connected with me on a heart level.
Wow.
You never connected with me on a heart-to-heart, on a spiritual level. You were trying to connect with me through rules and rituals. I don't connect that way.
Amen.
So I think that's what, if there's anything that we get out of this Sermon on the Mount, it is about a relationship. It is about a relationship. It is about opening our hearts to Christ, and it is not about following a set of guidelines. And so hopefully I think that we did our very best not to really show that this is about developing your walk and surrendering your heart.
Amen, amen. And you wonder why in the African-American community church, why our ministers and preachers express so much emotion when delivering the word of God. It's a heart plea to understand that we have the desire not only that you receive this beautiful gift of a relationship with God that we do, but that you do not have to suffer the consequences of not accepting this wonderful gift of God. And I want to read this scripture, Pastor, so that they won't think me and you just talking on our own, that this is the word of God. Matthew 7:20 says, wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth, hello, the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Yes, you did the works, but you withheld your heart. So we have to just give our hearts to God. I promise you, Pastor, when we do that, the works will follow and the work will flow. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. We're having a godly conversation with my pastor, Derek Easter, on his new project, Literary Peace, Mount Meditation. And when we come back, we're going to discuss a little bit more about developing your kingdom, displaying your kingdom, and then dissecting your kingdom, because we are kingdom citizens. Amen. Here's Shonda English with legendary gospel singer Lemmy Battles, because, hey, the truth is, we just passing through this.
This world is not my home.
I'm just passing through. While I'm traveling,
keep on traveling.
Yeah.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Amen, amen. Just broke out some straight up old school of this Fire Gospel Experience. Sounds of Woman of God, Shonda English, featuring, yes, iconic gospel artist, Woman of God, Lemmy Battles, while traveling through. We just pilgrims traveling through this barren land, and we need to understand that there are certain principles that our Lord Jesus is requiring us to live by. My special guest is here, my pastor, Derek Easter, and we're discussing from his book, newly published book, Mount Meditation, a devotional based on Matthew chapters 5 through 7. You need to get a copy so that you can understand just a little bit more about these godly principles that God wants us to understand. We've already highlighted some of section 1, section 2, section 3. Section 1 being developing your kingdom, Matthew 5, verse 3 through 12, as well as section 2, displaying your kingdom, Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16, and then section 3, dissecting your kingdom, Matthew 5, 17 through 48. Now, I'm going to let you, Pastor, go ahead and reiterate wherever you feel like you need to on section 1, developing your kingdom, section 2, displaying your kingdom, and then section 3, dissecting your kingdom, so that you can help us understand, Pastor, how we can be more like Jesus. And like that bracelet and that saying and that quote was so famous a few years back, what would Jesus do? We want to know exactly what would Jesus do so that we can be about the business of doing it and not just talking about it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So let's just take section 1, developing your kingdom character. And so that's really based off of the Beatitudes, what we know as the Beatitudes. And and I think each one of these sayings in the Beatitudes really help us develop a more robust and shameless kingdom character. And so, like, for example, in that, as we are developing our kingdom character, the very first one, it talks about the prosperity in poverty, the prosperity in poverty, and the fact that Jesus says, blessed are the poor in spirit. That's really a sobering acknowledgement that if we want to be blessed, it is those who are poor in spirit. What does that mean, being poor in spirit? It's this attitude that we should have about our sin and realizing that we know that we are so poor, so weak, so destitute in spirit that God is our only option. Okay, and that we must be seeking the superior. All right, and so if I realize and recognize that I am poor in spirit, that I need to realize that God is the only one that can give me satisfaction and joy and peace. He's the only one that can that can make me make my spirit rich. He's the only one that can enliven
my spirit, okay? And then so he gives us this satisfying reward in this, that those who empty themselves and have no self-reliance, that's really what being poor in spirit means. It means that I have no reliance on myself, okay? He said, soon as you realize that you cannot rely on yourself, soon as you realize that Jesus is the one you need to rely on, the kingdom of God belongs to you, right? And so that's the blessed life is not after a while. The blessed life is not by and by. It's something that we can benefit from some of the luxuries right now. The kingdom of God is ours as soon as we realize that we have no richness in and of ourselves apart from a relationship with Jesus Christ. Another example is Matthew 5:5, from weakness to meekness, right? This idea of Matthew 5:5, that blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That a kingdom citizen is meek, and to be meek is not to be weak. It's to be calculated. It's to be intentionally loving and meticulously well-mannered in the midst of a visceral culture. I mean, how much do we need this even now, where our culture is so visceral and so mean, and people are so angry, and so we need Christians who can display meekness. All right, it is this daily surrendering to the principles of the Word of God and trusting that even though things may look bad right now, God's ultimate plan is going to be accomplished in my life. All right,
yeah.
It is not being weak. It is really power or influence under control.
Okay.
So many people think meekness leaves us as believers powerless and absent of resources. Mm-hmm. That's not true. It's a declaration that I am leaning on God for my strength, and God blesses us, right? And so the daily application is, you know, live a life of gentleness despite the viciousness of our surroundings. You know, that as a Christian, don't walk around so angry and mean and all of that. We have enough viciousness and vitriol going on in our world right now. We need some people who are gentle. And so we pray, Lord, call me with the true knowledge of the invisible strength of who you are. Help me to yearn to wait for your spirit's empowerment above the temporary sources, and trust that I'm proving my salvation in my behavior. See, so often we want to prove our salvation and our manhood and our womanhood in our behavior.
That's true.
It's not proven in your behavior. It's proven in you trusting the empowerment of God in your life.
Amen.
Another example that we can give you in this section is what we all need, but what we find hard to share.
Okay.
And that's mercy. It is Matthew 5:7, that blessed are the merciful. And again, it is so practical. So, you know, the question is, even in this section, what's your response when you're faced with someone else's need for compassion? You know, mercy, if we're honest, mercy is hard to share, especially when we feel like we've been taken advantage of ourselves.
Exactly.
When we feel like we've been mishandled and all of that. Sometimes, you know, the raging, nagging effects of all of our past experiences can cause mercy to be far from us. But the text says, blessed are the merciful. That we're called as kingdom citizens to show mercy. All right?
Yes, we are.
Mercy is the, and here's a wonderful
quote from the book that I'll share. Mercy is a diamond we all have in our possession that we did not have the resources to pay for.
That's good. That's good.
And so when we go out tomorrow, will we show mercy? When we go out, or even in our homes, we don't have to go home, go out. If the people that we deal with on a daily basis, our wives, our children, our neighbors, right? Mm-hmm. Will we show mercy? It is the fact that, God shows mercy to us. And so the daily application is, live a life of compassion and then extend that compassion to other people. Because really, here it is, one day you're going to need the same treatment.
Amen. That's true.
And then another section, living on higher ground. Living on higher ground. And I love that. That's Matthew 5, 10 through 12. It is this idea of, what do we do when we face persecution? How do we endure persecution? What is our attitude toward persecution?
Mm.
And so it just reminds us that as kingdom citizens that we have to endure attacks by holding on to the sacred hope that our future reward is greater than our present pain.
Come on, Pastor.
And so God is a God of our pain and promise. He promises to assist us. And so it is this idea that we have to maintain a heavenly view while we're being attacked.
Mm.
And it's not easy. These things are not easy. When we talk about developing our kingdom character, these character traits are not easy. Nobody said they were easy. Nobody said they're meant to be easy. Matter of fact, living a godly life and a godly character in this way should not be easy. It should cause us to want to run to God, as a matter of fact.
Amen.
It should cause us to want to run to the Holy Spirit and say, listen, God, I know I'm being persecuted. I know I'm being attacked. And I want to respond in my own way. I want to respond in kind to the way I'm being responded to. But if you don't help me, I can't reflect your glory in my life right now. That's what it should cause us to do. It should cause us to run quickly to him and submit to him and say, listen, I know that you called me to this kind of lifestyle and to display this kind of character, but I can't do it in my own strength. I need you to do it through me. And so it is a high standard that we're called to live to as kingdom citizens. But what the joy that we have is that God will never leave us. He will never forsake us.
Amen.
And he will help us do what he's called us to. He will help us to be who he has called us to be.
Amen. Amen. And then we have to stop and think, too, Pastor Easter, that our omnipotent God has a great master plan, and he is always in control of every situation. Had it not been persecution, the disciples probably would have stayed right there where they were in Jerusalem and not fulfilled the commission of Jesus Christ to take this gospel into the uttermost parts of the earth. So even in persecution, God is still overseeing his master plan for his will being done. He allows trouble, trials, and even the devil to come against us so that we can, whether we agree with it or not, fulfill his promises. And then, like you said, Pastor, when we have to deal with persecution from others, that only draws us closer to God. It only opens us up even more, which is what God wants anyway. Were it not for persecution, we probably wouldn't fast. Were it not for persecution, we probably would pray. If it were not for persecution, Pastor, we probably would not see God deeper than we already have. So he allows a little bit of suffering for the greater intimacy that he is waiting to provide for us. Pastor Easter, we're out of time, sir. I told you I was not going to try to press this presentation of this wonderful book, Mount Meditation. So I will certainly look forward to having you come back as soon as we can so we can continue this conversation. But if you'll be so kind, sir, I appreciate it. If you would share, you're welcome. I appreciate it if you would just share any personal information. There may be somebody out there that wants you to come to their location and preach on it and teach on Mount Meditations. I know you are a traveling man of God. I've seen you travel all over the place, so I know you don't mind getting in your vehicle and taking your lovely First Lady wife with you and fulfilling your ministry calling. Let us know how you can be contacted either by telephone or website, and certainly where your book can be purchased.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you again so very much. We love any ministry opportunity that we have to share, whether that's in preaching or teaching, whether that's leadership trainings, which we do often all across the country. And so you can reach me at New St. Hurricane Baptist Church. The church phone number is 870-536-8337. You can also reach me on many of our social media platforms, Derek Easter, 1R, D-E-R-I-C-K, Easter like the holiday, on Facebook, New St. Hurricane Baptist Church, on Instagram. And again, you can reach me at, you can also reach out to newsthurricane.org. We have speaker engagement event forms there where you can request. We can come to your event. You can reach out to New St. Hurricane or to New Hope in North Little Rock to purchase the book. You can also find links to where you can purchase the book online on my Facebook page, Derek Easter, or New St. Hurricane Baptist Church Facebook page. We can get you hooked up with Mount Meditations, and we're grateful for so many different ministries that have ordered it in bulk. And so many of them are taking their church through it, whether that's in Bible studies or as a church read or in even in small group studies. We just had a large shipment go out to San Antonio the other
Amen.
Day where a Amen. Church is taking their small groups through Mount Meditations as a small group study. And so we'd love to serve you any way that we can. Just let us know.
Amen. That is wonderful, Pastor Issa. You've been so kind. We look forward to having you come back and continue this conversation. I'm certainly going to keep you in my prayers, praying that your ministry will continue to flourish, that our church family will continue to impact Pine Bluff, Arkansas, as far as God will give us the opportunity in surrounding areas to share the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not just by our proclamation, just by our words, but they'll see the Jesus in us, Pastor. So thank you again for joining us. And be blessed, sir. Looking forward to having you come back as soon as we can work it out.
Yes, sir. You too. And God bless you and your ministry as well. Thank you for everything that you do.
Amen. God bless you. Pastor Derek Easter, my pastor from New St. Hurricane right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, was right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Praise God. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. This is how we do it here. And if you have a mind to share what your gift is, what your gospel calling is in your life, you need to get in touch with me. I'm available. I'm on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson, as well as a Fire Facebook page. Send me a message. And also, you can contact me. Give me a call, 870-413-0220. I'm going to get my phone number out because I am working for the Lord. This is a wonderful privilege that I have to do the things that I do. So give me a call. If I don't get right back to you, it's all good. Just leave a message. I promise you I will get back to you. Also, too, you can send me a message, ronaldjefferson1@aol.com, and say, Brother Ron, I love the ministry work that God is doing in you. I want to be a part of this Fire Gospel Experience, and I am looking forward to having you come on and be my special guest. Amen. Goes right there. Listen, you're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, and we're going to continue to get our praise, get our worship on right here as we serve in God on this Fire Gospel Experience. You got some music you want to send? Send that MP3. Gospel music, and I promise you I will have you on just like the wonderful gospel group Unrestricted Praise. Just send me some music And I can't wait to hear it because we're giving God praise. We're going old school on y'all right here as we uplift the wonderful name of Jesus, our Savior. Here's Unrestricted Praise with Greater Is He. Amen. Goes right there. And you best believe this is how we roll. This is how we do what we do on this fire gospel experience. Amen. Goes right there.
Hello, I'm Pastor Derek Easter, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that this fire radio ministry will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this station.
Kings, the Lord of Lords, the All-Powerful, Omnipotent God.
Oh,
God alone. Amen. Taking the gospel message all the way to Nigeria, hearing from the young queen, 13 years old, singing gospel praise, talking about woman of God, young millennial woman of God, Precious Emmanuel, giving you praises all the way from the motherland, Nigeria, Africa. Omnipotent God, you are everything and so much more, God. We give you praise. We give you honor, God. We give you glory. This is the segment of Fire, the Gospel Experience, where I pull out this big old spotlight and shine it on you so that your ministry can go beyond the borders of where they have already been known and already reached. We have been given a commission by our Lord Jesus. He said, take this gospel to Jerusalem and Judea and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Take it to Galilee. Take it to Memphis. Take it to Paris, France. Take it to Duluth, Minnesota. Take it to New Zealand. Take it everywhere. And that's exactly what we're doing. So if you're interested in being my special guest on Shine Out of Spotlight, get in touch with me. I already told y'all what to do when I told y'all to send me the MP3 music. RonaldJefferson1@AOL.com. Or get in touch with me on Facebook, Ryan E. Jefferson. Give me a call, 870-413-0220. Say, Brother Ron, look, you got it going on in Jesus, and I'm so grateful to God. And I promise you, you can have it going on for God, too. I know you already are. That's why you listen to this program. That's why God gave you the opportunity right now to be where you are so that you could hear this broadcast inviting you to be a part of this Fire Gospel Experience on my Shine Out of Spotlight. I want your ministry to just explode. Whether you win a Dove Award, Stellar Award, it's all good and beautiful. Amen. But one thing that I am more concerned with is that you hear the voice of the Lord when you stand before him and you and I hear him say the words we've been waiting eternity to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. And then the Lord is going to bless us as he sees fit. But guess what? He's going to bless us as he sees fit right now. So it is certainly my pleasure to introduce a young man that is into gospel music, worship, and praise, coming from the wonderful state of Oklahoma. And he's doing his thing big, and he's here with us now. As I pull this big old spotlight, give me a minute, hold on. Let me turn this thing around and shine this spotlight on my special guest, man of God, Edward Buckley of Edward Buckley and Unity in Praise is here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Yes, Lord. Amen, amen. Welcome, man of God, Edward Buckley, to this Fire Gospel Experience. Praise the Lord, brother. How you doing?
I'm well, sir. Thank you for having me.
Amen. I thank you for loving Jesus so much that you committed your life to singing gospel music. Amen. Now listen, listen. All the people where you are know who you are, and all the people that you have blessed in ministry to travel to different events, different churches, different revivals and programs, they know you, but there are some people yet still that have not had the opportunity to know a little bit about man of God, Edward Buckley, and Unity in Spirit. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then I'm going to go ahead and play this music so that we can continue to get our praise on, good brother.
Well, thank you so much. Well, first and foremost, I am a man of God, a man who truly loves the Lord with my whole heart and mind, body, soul, and spirit. I'm truly committed to being all that he would have me to be. I believe that we are in the last of the last days, and it would behoove us to keep the course. Paul said it this way, I finished my course, and I definitely want to finish my course. He said he fought the good fight, and so I want to fight a good fight. So just as you said, when I stand before God, I can hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So that is paramount for me. That's first and foremost, that my life is pleasing to the Lord. And that, as you stated, that I live what I sing about, what I preach about, what I testify about. I want it to be, we want to be sincere and honest and truthful. Yes. And because we live in a day where folks really don't believe that you really can't, you cannot live holy. We live in a day where folks say you can't do this. You can't do mm-hmm. that. But the scripture says we can do all things through Christ,
all,
which strengthens us.
All things.
So if we want to live right, live holy, God will give us the power, which is the Holy Ghost, to walk upright before
you.
Him. So that is paramount for me to live for Him. So I'm married for almost 25 years. It'll be 25 years in December. I have two young adult children, 22 and 20 years old. And God's been good to me. I've had some bumps and bruises along the way, this journey.
Mm.
But Jesus said that would be, we'd have these problems.
yes,
he said, yea, those who will live godly must suffer persecution. So I've chosen to walk with Jesus, and it's not an easy walk. You're going to have, he also said you'll be hated of all men. So that's expected. He's already given us what we would have to go through. But he also said this, but in lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the earth. So he's with me. And so with that, I thank God for him getting me through every up and down. I've experienced death in my family. My mother died unexpectedly, whom I was very close to. And wasn't sick, you know, anything like that. Very hardworking woman.
Ooh.
Woman that loved the Lord. Virtuous woman. But she died of a heart attack unexpectedly at a tender young age of 66 years old. That was devastating. But however, God has brought me through. I've experienced poverty, but God has brought me through.
Yes, sir.
I've experienced being rejected by family members, but God has brought me through.
I understand.
And so I'm standing. I'm standing on the word of God. And so that's a little bit about me.
Amen. Well, I'm going to say this to you, Doc. What a wonderful testimony. And you said that this Christian life is not easy. I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, stop and think about it. Anything worth having is worth fighting for. I can't think of nothing that's of value that did not require some great commitment, great effort, great determination and tenacity to obtain and to retain. Amen. Once we got saved,
yes,
we probably didn't fully understand everything that entailed in that decision. But as God continued to work on us, work with us, and live and work through us, we became more knowledgeable about people not liking us, hating us, in family, on our job, or for whatever reason. But listen, we ain't worried about that because, just like Jesus, Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing.
That's right.
We here to bless them.
That's right.
And they acting like we here causing trouble. We gonna declare truth.
Yes, sir.
If we step on somebody's toe, they told me a long time ago, the truth only hurt when it's supposed to. We have an obligation and a higher calling to be liked more by God than those fellows and sisters and folks down the street that, like you said, when we really need somebody, they probably not going to be there no way. So listen, man of God, you letting us know that what we need to do is be of good courage and wait on the Lord. And I love how you're saying about it. And when we get through getting our praise on right here with man of God Edward Buckley, we're going to continue the conversation. But right now, let's go before the Lord as we be of good courage and then wait on the Lord. Amen.
I have faith.
You know, This life, it presents hardship, setbacks, heartache, pain, uncertainty. But we want to encourage you to believe. Be of good courage. Sometimes it gets hard to wait. Sometimes it seems as if to wait is pointless. But we want to encourage you. Encourage you to be of good courage.
Father, if you would just show us and teach us how to wait on you, dear God, we believe and we trust that when we wait on you, which sometimes is so difficult for us, Lord God, in our finite minds, to wait and see your powerful hand move in our lives, we trust and believe by faith that everything will be according to your will and will work out in our wonderful favor. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. We thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your tender love and kindness. Thank you, Jesus, for salvation in you. Holy Spirit, live, move, and have your way in us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Sounds of Man of God, Edward Buckley, and Unity and Praise, giving us admonition. Just be of good courage and wait on the Lord. Now, Brother Edward, I heard you say about some of the ups and downs that you went through, and you said this Christian way and walk is sometimes not easy, but I'm going to tell you right now, you know and I know that waiting can sometimes be very challenging. What suggestions do you give us when we are waiting on the Lord?
Well, Brother Jefferson, the Bible says it this way, Psalm, in the book of Psalm, chapter 27, verse 13, The great King David, he said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He said, wait upon the Lord. And basically what he was saying was this. If you read about his story in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel, God chose a young lad to fight and kill a giant by the name of Goliath. Not only that, God sent a man by the name of Samuel, prophet, to David's father's house. His name was Jesse. Because God had rejected a king by the name of Saul, because he was a rebellious, basically rebellious, a lying king who would not obey God for anything. He was fearful and, you know, everything associated with fear. And God told Samuel that I have chosen a man after my own heart. Go to Jesse's house. Long story short, they bring in David, a young lad, a shepherd boy. Samuel wants him to be king over all of Judah and Israel. But see, when God anoints us, it's not an immediate capacity to fulfill. We have to go
Come
through
on.
Between the anointing
mm-hmm.
and before you sit in the feet of the king. There's a period
yes,
there
sir.
That you have to wait. Because, see, just because you're anointed doesn't mean you're ready for that particular
right.
call of God. You have to be groomed. You have to learn. You have to learn how to take some hits. You have to learn how to suffer. You have to learn to go through. You have to learn to deal with poverty. You have to learn to deal with people turning their backs on you. Because, see,
yes,
if we don't go through something, how do we know there's a God if we don't have any problems?
All
how
right.
do we know there's truly a God?
Right.
We have to go through
All
something
right.
to know who God is. That's how we develop a relationship with the Lord. It's through problems. It's through prayer.
That's
it's
right.
through fasting.
You're right.
So David said it this way. After the anointing, David said, I would have given up. I would have fainted had I not believed.
Yeah.
That's why it's very, very, very important. It is very, very powerful to believe
yes,
God in the times of struggle, in the times of hopelessness, in the wilderness. When things are just going wild, when there's
wow.
nothing settling, nothing, everything is unrestful.
I mean,
yes, every lie is told on you. I mean, you can't pay your bills. You can't meet
uh-huh.
your bills. People are dying. We have to trust God in those times. If you know that God has truly anointed you, you've got to hold on because God's
right.
word will be fulfilled for us. He will fulfill his promise.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham had to go through. It took him 25 years before he received his promise. Hannah
okay.
in the Bible, she had to go through before she asked God for one man child, Samuel, but God gave her six.
Mm-hmm.
But she had to wait. The Bible says she was bitter in her spirit. She would cry all the
yes,
time.
Sir.
She didn't understand why God was holding back. But see, God is holding back to hold us up for the promise, and he will bless us. So anyway, David had to wait on the Lord.
Yeah, he did.
You have to be of good courage. You have to believe. Be of good courage. Believe. And it will come to pass.
He will come through. So while we're waiting, saints of God, you can look around and see a need because I don't care where you are. There's always a need. There's always a hand is waiting for some help. There's always a ministry that needs to be employed. So while you're waiting on God for a particular answer, solution, or remedy for whatever your situation is, look around you. And let Holy Spirit God touch your heart in a way where instead of just sitting around so that the devil will not bring self-pity, uncertainty, and doubt to deteriorate your faith, that staying busy and active in the Lord, then as God in his time declares what it is he has for you, you'll be right in motion and right in line to just step right into your own remedy, your own solution and answer. Man of God, please share with my listeners where they can contact you because somebody's listening to this broadcast nationwide over the wonderful six networks that syndicate this Fire Gospel experience. I thank God for the Kingdom Collaboration. And they're going to want you to attend their revival, their service, their program, and bless them with your ministry. So would you share your contact information, social media contacts as well, so my followers can continue to support you? And where your music can be downloaded, because even the Bible says that the labor is worthy of his hire.
Yes, sir. Yes, please follow us at the @ Edward Buckley, EDWARDBUCKLEY _UIS, which stands for Unity in Spirit. And that's at Instagram. So please follow us there. You can also follow us on Facebook. I believe it's at Edward Buckley, Unity in Spirit. I believe that's what that is. Also, you can download the track via iTunes, Amazon Music, Amazon, Spotify, Pandora, you name it. We're on all digital platforms. We're also gearing up to release an entire album. The track you heard is our new single. But we are in the process, and we're hopefully we will be completed with the album in the fall, sometime November, December,
Amen.
Somewhere in that area. So that's where we are.
Amen. Well, all you got to do is contact me and let me know how I can help facilitate you and help promote this wonderful upcoming project that you have. I'll be more than happy to provide you with airplay, and then you can come back because you talking and sounding like a Bible scholar, man. We need to sit down and talk about some good things about what God is doing in your life, because I can see
yes,
you full,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
I need you to come back, and we need to sit you down in that first hour and let you just help us understand how God is doing great, mighty things in your life so that we can witness God doing great, mighty things in your life. And then we say, well, you know what? I heard that from Brother Edward Buster. He was sharing that on Fire the Gospel Experience. So, brother, please stay in touch so that we can continue this kingdom
yes,
collaboration. I sure would appreciate that, man of God. Would you do that for me, please, please, please?
We will. We will. Yes, sir. We will. I will.
Amen. You bless us with your presence. Thank you. I pray God will continue to cover you, keep you, bless you, and move you forward to higher heights, man of God, that you hadn't even prayed for. I'm praying God will bless you so much so. Thank you for joining us on this Fire Gospel Experience. We appreciate you in Jesus.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, brother. I appreciate it.
Amen. That is man of God, gospel artist, Edward Buckley, telling y'all all you got to do is just be of good courage and wait on the Lord. And he's got future projects coming, and we can't wait to hear it on this Fire Gospel Experience. Lord Jesus. Y'all already know, and I keep telling y'all, this is that fire baptized, fire breathed ministry by God, and we give God all this just through praise, because he's worked so many miracles in our lives. We just can't help ourselves. Amen. Goes right there. We want to continue to bless you in Jesus. All you got to do is just trust in the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding. Wait, I say, on the Lord, and he will renew your strength like the eagles. Amen.
Hello, I'm Vanessa Klinger, founder of Stand Love Motivations. I'm an intuitive life strategist and life coach motivator. And you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ronnie Jefferson. I'm inviting you to follow me on Facebook. That's facebook.com/stayinlove2, S-T-A-Y-N-L-O-V-E-2. To take advantage of my 100% free coaching sessions live, Monday through Friday, 7:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's raw, real enlightenment and soulful with a twist that will equip you with the tools that you need to transform your life. If you would like to book me for your next event, go to my website, vanessaklinger.com/bookings, for more details. You were designed by God to glorify him and win in every area of your life. And I can help you with that. So keep it tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience with Ronnie Jefferson to catch the fire that will uplift your spirit and strengthen you for the journey. Be a blessing to your family and friends and coworkers, and tell them about Fire the Gospel Experience with Ronnie Jefferson. It's all about kingdom building. Stay in love.
I'll be telling you lies if I said I always did what I should. Sometimes the wrong things seem right to me. If I can turn back time, I would. Over and over, your mercy and grace covered me, yeah, and all of my mistakes. Don't deserve it, but you've been good to me, and I just wanna thank. You've still been good to me, and I just wanna thank you. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Shoes on my feet, clothes on my back, roof over my head, reasonable measure of health, guidance, protection, keeping my family safe in the morning. You tell me to wake up, my eyes are open till another day. And at times I still forget to pray, even though I don't deserve it. Lord, you've been good to me, and I just wanna thank you. Oh, I thank you. So unworthy, but you've still been good to me, and I just wanna thank you. Lord, I thank you. So many times you've still been good to me. And I just wanna thank you. Take the time to thank you. Don't deserve it. Don't deserve it. Oh no. Don't deserve it. Much you've been good to me. And I just wanna thank you. Oh, I thank you, Lord.
Good care of me. I wanna thank the Lord for letting the light shine in me.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, them are homeboys from Detroit, young men for Christ, sounded like they grew up in the South. But when you got that Spirit of God in you, Lord Jesus, he'll take you there. He'll give you that Southern gospel sound where you're old school and you're sounding real, real good. Amen. Before that, we heard from woman of God, Petula Beckles, letting you know you don't deserve it. But, oh, Lord, we thank you even more so because we know we don't deserve this beautiful of salvation, of mercy and grace. Thank you, woman of God, Vanessa Klinger, for doing your thing. Intuitive Life Strategist, we are loving Jesus more and more because he has been so good. We are embracing for your spiritual uplift and encouragement the word of God from 2 Timothy 4, 17, verses 18. And we're just discussing for a subject titled, Stand By Me. 2 Timothy 4, 17 and 18 reads, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. That was the King James Version. The Living Bible reads, but the Lord stood with me and gave me the opportunity to boldly preach a whole sermon for all the world to hear. And he saved me from being thrown to the lions. And that's literal. That's not just necessarily symbolic, because back in those days, if you saved and loved Jesus and made it known, they are intentionally starving lions to throw you in there. So you got to have that unbelievable faith, Lord Jesus, to be able to endure that future possibility. Verse 18 says, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen, reads the King James Version. And again, the Living Bible reads, yes, and the Lord will always deliver me from all evil and will bring me into his heavenly kingdom. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. There's an old saying that no man is an island. And that's so true, because even the Almighty Creator has declared in Genesis 2 and 18, it's not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And yet, we have all been there. Those times when either we felt the need to isolate for any number of reasons, for the sake of peace, sanity, necessity, or whatever. But deep down, even when we felt these alienated actions were born out of the needed circumstances, we truly didn't want to be in this space. We wanted someone in the flesh, or even a phone call, or even Zoom chat, to be there with us so that we wouldn't have to feel whatever we felt all by ourselves. Now, we love the transparency of the Apostle Paul, who spoke of himself as the chief of sinners. What? Now, with him being so honest, as the writer of two-thirds of the New Testament Bible, helps us to all find a place in the believer's congregation. He shared his heart about being alone and betrayed. It's bad enough, beloved, to be alone. But when you realize those whom you thought to be your friend, family, companion, and fellow laborer and are not, cuts very, very deeply. Yet Paul acknowledges great faith in the face of his conflicts. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. When all else and all others fail, we can trust and believe that God is not only there with us, beloved, but he is there and is there to strengthen us to excel even in our most trying times. Amen. Verse 18 says, yes, and the Lord will always deliver me from all evil and will bring me into his heavenly kingdom. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen, reads the Living Bible. And listen, as God strengthened the apostle, his faith increased and was evident in the performance of his calling in ministry to preach. We best believe that as as God was there to strengthen Paul and all the other saints of God before and after him, God is there to do the very same for us, his ordained and anointed children. Yes, and the Lord will always deliver me from all evil, says the Apostle Paul. God has not promised us that we will not be confronted and not contend with evil. So we must stay prepared and be ready when those times come. But he has promised to be the great and mighty deliverer for our victory and always for his glory, and will bring me into his heavenly kingdom. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Paul. And listen, we will sing and shout the victory of praise and thankfulness to our God for always standing by me, us. Ha! Yes, right here on this earth, and then continuously right into his presence as we enter into God's heavenly kingdom, where we will celebrate our God for all he is, which is worship, and all that he does, which is praise. Amen and amen. I want to thank my special guest, my pastor, Pastor Jack Easter, for coming in and sharing with us these wonderful principles of Christian living. Thank you, man of God, as well. Gospel artist Edward Buckley for coming in. Those brothers, they taught, they preached. I mean, they did what God gave them to do, and I prayed they would, and they did just that. I want to thank each and every one of you for always supporting and listening to the Fire Gospel Experience Ministry. We thank you, thank you, thank you. I just want to leave you with this final word. Let all the bad decisions teach us how to make good decisions. Amen. My prayer for each and every one of you blessed souls, blessed children of God, is that you be blessed in the Lord Jesus, that you will overcome and conquer whatever ails you, whatever comes against you to contend against you, that your faith will be increased, and that you will be more motivated to do great and mighty things as the Lord blesses you to do just that. So until next time, I bless you in the beautiful name of Jesus. Please feel free to go to YouTube, Ron E. Jefferson, and you can pull up all my Fire archives. They're right there on YouTube. You don't have to wait until Saturday morning. You don't have to wait till Sunday afternoon. You can go to Twitter and go to my Twitter page, Ron E. Jefferson 60. Blessed to be on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify. I'm just blessed to do the work of the Lord and encourage you as I honor God with my life. So until next time, I'd like to leave you with the legendary Drifters singer singing gospel music, Leporia Logan, talking about Jesus Cares. Ain't that some legendary Drifter singing about Jesus Cares? And I'm here to be a witness that, yes, yes, he does care about you, you, and you too. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
For those of you that are going through, I want you to know tonight, yeah.
He cares for me. On the hill they call Calvary.
Jesus.
That he might
live. Oh,
that he might
oh, yeah.
Let's see, I am free.
I don't know about you tonight, but I am
free.
Say one more time.
Jesus cares for you.
And he cares
for me.
Oh, yeah. So free.
because the sun has set me free. And I want you to know tonight that you're free too. Yeah. Out on a hill. Every time I think about it, oh, my soul begins to rejoice. Oh, yes, it does. Thank God I'm mighty tonight. One Friday night you set me free. Never will forget it. And once he set me free, the things I used to do, I don't decide to do no more. Thank God Almighty. Oh, the place I used to go, I don't go no more. Set free by the Savior tonight. Is there anybody here that can lift your voice and tell the Lord thank you? You know that he delivered you.
Share